The Goliath's story also is full of heroism and great courage. And while many would consider it a story of brutality, it is nevertheless also a story of great humanity. Perhaps the most famous humanitarian whose shining example came forth from these terrible tragic days at Goliad in 1836 is that of Pachita Alves, a female camp follower with the Mexican army who became known to history as the Angel of Goliad. Private Hamilton with the Alabama Red Rovers had a personal connection with her story.
The first time I really saw Miss Alves was that fateful Palm Sunday morning when she was going through the lines of our troops, pulling out our young boys. A little bit later that fateful morning, as we were marched through the gates of the Sally Port, she was standing there outside the gates, silently weeping. When I had been recaptured, and in Victoria, she was with the soldiers that were in Victoria. And when I was recaptured, I was brought to Victoria, where there was a horse and a tripod, and the horse was pulling a barrel of water out of the Guadalupe River. They took the harness off from that horse and put it on me, and I had to drag that barrel of water with my two wounded legs. She came storming out of the house and told the soldados to put the horse back in the harness, and I think she saved my life the first time that day. A little bit later, the soldados decided to put me up against the wall and to carry out the execution. She came out again and said no. Santa Anna's orders were that these men were to be executed in Goliad, and that they were not to execute me in Victoria. So she saved my life again. I was put to work for about 2 or 3 weeks building boats for the Mexican army to carry the supplies across the Guadalupe River. In the middle part of April, the Mexican soldados who were fleeing from the Battle of San Jacinto were coming through Victoria. One of the soldados saw that I was a North American and in my still weakened state knocked me to the ground and was sitting on my chest with a dagger to my throat. Miss Alves came again out of one of the houses and literally kicked him off and saving my life again. She told me that night to go out into the pasture and bring in the milk cows, and when I was bringing in the milk cows to look for a horse. That evening, I found that horse that she had someone secure out in the brush, and I made good my escape from Texas and ended up back in Cortland, Alabama, safe and sound by the 5th of June, 1836.
The participants that fought in the Goliad campaign